now?
The president.
How you getting along?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
You're the hardest damn man to catch I ever saw.
That's right, sir.
I'd hate to have a search warrant out to you and have to arrest you.
Well, I complimented that you called so many times, but unfortunately, I was, going from hither to yon.
Yeah. I'm going to have a federal judgeship open in the District of Columbia next week. They tell me we're not going to have one up there for a good long time. I want to make you a judge. I think you'd be very acceptable. I think they'd take a Republican out in trouble. I don't know what problems it would give you. But before I offered it to some other Republican, I want to offer it to you.
Well, I'm really tremendously complimented by that, President. Of course, as I told you when, last we spoke, my family are in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And we have our youngsters, of course, in various schools up here.
Yeah.
And we've never moved into Washington.
Yeah.
So this is something I certainly, want to talk over with Mrs. Cahill.
Talk it over with him. Call me back Monday. You can talk to Frank Smith about it, but I wouldn't talk to anybody else. I wouldn't object if during my term of office something worked out that we could transfer you. I'm looking for an opportunity, death or anything had happened, to ask them to take you. I told the governor that I wanted to appoint you last summer, and he was rather friendly about it. So I just wanted you to know that this is probably the first Republican I'm going to appoint.
Well,
and it's a good lifetime, fine place, and the District of Columbia is pretty active, and I'd like to have a good, able friend of mine around here, and you could bring your wife and kids and keep them here the rest of your life. But if she doesn't want to do that, why, you better just go do what you're doing and then us look further. But I didn't want to say to that I was going to point anybody here to you, because I told you last year that when I had it. Now, there's a position on the Customs Court in New York. I don't think you'd want that. It's lifetime. There's a position on the Tax Court. But I think this Court of Original Jurisdiction, a district judge here, I think the papers would be inclined to support you. The Attorney General would be inclined to support you. I told him yesterday that I wanted to appoint you to judgeship, period. And he said, well, he's a competent man, he's a good man, he's a fair man, he's an enlightened man, and I'll go with you all the way. So you'll have pretty good support.
Well, there's one other thing, of course, Mr. President, and that is, since last I talked to you, there's been some other situations developed up in the state.
Yeah.
That I indicated to Claude when I was at the White House the other night. Which, of course, were not of my doing, but that you can understand occur politically with the result that I had, especially when you carried my district by almost 100,000. So these things also have to be evaluated.
That's right. I don't know about those. Claude hadn't told me. But what all I want to do is this.
Well, I appreciate it.
I talked to Frank Smith the last year.
Right.
And I don't